when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and are listening to Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi baddies and those who love us. As you know by now, I have recapped Coupled with Thruple, have done some interviews, my first one being with Brittany and Sean, then Maxie and Ash, and today I am with Frank of Coupled with Thruple. Hey, how up? Are you?
I'm good. I'm hanging in there. Thank you, guys. How are you?
I am good. I am so thrilled to get even more of you guys on since I was so hyped for the show, still such a supporter of the show. I just want to keep learning more, and especially from the singles point of view, because the singles just didn't have as much power on the show.
Right.
And we gotta do y'all justice, because there would be no show without you guys as well.
Exactly. We ran the show, but behind the scenes.
Yeah, oh, we'll get into it then on how so. Right. How did you get involved with the show?
I was reached out to via Instagram. And, a recruiter hit me up. Asked me, I thought it was kind of suspicious at first. I was like, this is kind of weird. But they also hit me up for Too Hot to Handle before. So, but I never went for it. But this time I was like, you know what? I just got out of a relationship. You know, I'm just going to go for it. Why not?
And yeah.
That's how I got caught.
I mean, that's like a tale as old as time now. I was actually surprised that Ramon said he found out about the show on Facebook. Because I was like, oh. Yeah, that's what he said in one of his interviews. So I was like, very interesting. But I know that they always be searching for new cast members on Instagram. What was it first pitched to you as?
It was pitched to me as, I think the name was still kind of like not disclosed. Mm-hmm. But they said it's a reality show with a popular network. Revolving around non-monogamous relationships.
Okay.
So okay. I didn't really know it was poly until closer to it. I just thought it was just like a non-monogamous type of everyone, just like a big orgy or something.
Were you thinking?
I was like,
okay,
I guess I'll try it.
right. Maybe Are You the One season 8 vibes? Did you ever watch that?
Right. Are You the One? Yeah, I think I did see a little bit of that. But it's more I thought it could be more like Temptation Island type of vibe.
Ooh, okay. Okay, that makes sense too. So how do you identify sexuality-wise? Because on the show, they try to put all of you singles into the same box so it could be, like, easily digestible. They were like, oh, yeah, they're all, like, bi, pan, and they all have experience with non-monogamy. And it's like, is that true?
Right. No, I had no experience. Well, I had quite a bit of experience with non-monogamy, but not poly.
Yeah.
I was, like, fresh to the poly scene. You know, that was my introduction to that. But to answer your question, I'm actually, I'm gay. And, but, you know, I used to date women. I tell people I'm 70-30.
If the right person comes along, right. You never know. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Who knows? Little rendezvous. Who knows?
So, you being gay, does that mean, like, truly your only option was Ramon or Ashmal? Or did you have your eye on any of the other couples?
Well, I have my eye on, they don't show, but I stepped forward for Corey Wilder.
Okay. Okay.
Corey Wilder. But Wilder's not having it. You know, so I was like, you know.
Okay, like, nah, did you try? Did you try?
I tried. Yeah, like I said, so I tried hard with them. I tried, I was like conversating with them, but I guess they didn't show a lot of it because nothing really like stemmed from it. But
You were trying with Wilder. What was the line?
Wilder.
I'm so curious. Or,
I think it was something vulgar. I was like, you ever did anything with a guy before?
That's not vulgar.
It was very straightforward. It was very straightforward. I felt like, and then I think he replied with, he was like, maybe if the world's about to, he said something like that. I was like,
okay.
Maybe he's open to it. You know, like, the world can end tomorrow. It is global warming, you know, so who knows?
yeah, totally.
So I stepped forward for them, and I stepped forward for Brittany and Sean.
Got it.
Well, I didn't step forward for Brittany and Sean, but I tried with Brittany and Sean.
Okay.
It just wasn't happening.
What did you say, like, anything similar to Sean, or what was going on?
When I walked up to Sean, he was like, nah. Mm-hmm. I walked right up to him, and he's just like, nah, man, I'm sorry. I'm not part of the community.
He's an ally as we watch
he's
the whole
ally.
Season.
He's, like, you know, he's definitely one of the best people I've ever met, but he's definitely not gay.
Yeah. I mean, if you watched my recap, I was like, Court, or Wilder, I was like, are we for real right now? So I would have rooted for you and Frank to swing the other side, but I was like, okay, I guess this is what we're doing. So in
maybe
that first... for the first mixer, we did see you talk to Ramon and Ashmal. Ramon was the one that was more hesitant because you're from LA. Did you know at the time that was like a thing for Ramon?
What, being that he thought I was just on TV just for the exposure and like not trying to like commit or.
Okay. So here's the thing. I think he said that later in interviews, but in the show, it just made it seem like, oh, you know those LA gays. And I was
he definitely didn't tell me any of that. Like,
okay.
Upon this meeting. Yeah, no, he never told me that. But so I never knew it was a thing until I watched the show.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, well, he's never mentioned that. That's kind of weird. But I definitely wasn't there to, you know, for exposure. I was actually there to have a good time and, like, kind of, like, actually, like, experience something for the first time. So, I don't know where that came from.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Is there anything you want to say to defend the L.A. gays over there?
The L.A. gays are not opportunists.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's a stigma that sticks with us. Plus, I'm from Dallas.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm from Dallas.
I do think the transplants are the ones who get the most ish. Because even when I was talking about this with Ashmal and like Chicago gays, he basically was kind of saying the same thing. It's like Chicago is like the place in the Midwest everyone's moving to from their small town. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have as many gay bars. And then when they go home, they might be a little, you know. So I'm like, that's probably what they're thinking, because I'm actually, I was born and somewhat raised in California, and I feel like anytime someone is painting California with a broad brush, I'm like, they're not talking about us.
Right. You're talking about the ones like me from Dallas.
But yeah.
That's right. I have heard that before about the transplant being like, kind of like having to prove themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they do extra, I guess, but that's not me, not at all.
No, I didn't get that energy at all. I loved your journey on the show. You said on Unapologetically Anxious podcast that if you guys could explore polyamory authentically, then you can see yourself being with, like, Ashmal one day. Can you talk a little bit more about, like, your connection with him?
Oh, me and Ashmal, throughout the show, we had a really, I wouldn't say deep connection, but we definitely connected on a lot of levels. We joked a lot. We, you know, we talked a lot, way more than Ramon and I did. But a lot of that stuff wasn't showed. But yeah, I feel like we connect so well, and I feel like if I was able to explore poly authentically, I think I was told that at the podcast that we'll probably like still be talking and being together. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's how That's how strong the connection was, you know?
Wow. What were the things that you were connecting on?
Comedy, our lifestyles, it was mostly humor. You know, I'm a very funny person. He's a hilarious person. You know, he actually does stand-up comedy. So we connected mostly on humor. You know, because, like, I didn't really get a chance to, like, talk to them a lot. Cause, like, we'll have, like, an hour at the mixers. Yeah. But it was never, like, kind of like a in-depth conversation because, like, you know, they'll tell us who to pull aside. You know what I mean? Kind of like. So it's, like, we never, like, really got a chance to, like, sit down and talk until I got us out the house. But once I got us out the house, it was just awkward. You know? Like,
I know.
That was a lot. That was a whole lot, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what the heck?
Before we get to you actually being in the resort, you were able to watch the show, basically, and see Ashmal and Ramon's first, like, go-around with Jonathan. I'm thinking right now specifically about Jonathan talking to Ashmal and Ramon at the pool, and he's like, yeah, I was your first... we hear a lot from the thirds, like, I actually don't want to be your first. I don't want to be the guinea pig. And he really pushes you as, like, I know Frank's really cool. You guys will probably really get along with Frank. Now, how do you feel sitting at home watching that? Because that's, like, an odd position to be in.
It is. I feel like he was doing it to kind of see if they still like, because the... There was always talk about the boys liking me, you know, like even before he got to the house. So I felt like he really just wanted them to explore and like see like if they actually wanted to like have something with me before he actually committed 100% with them. So I didn't think I thought it was awkward that they were talking about me, but I didn't think that he said it like in a means of disrespect or anything.
No. Do you feel good about that? I don't know. I think that's my big question. Do you feel thankful that he still kept you in the conversation or?
No, I really don't. I don't feel thankful for it. I thought it was a little weird, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone works in their own, at their own pace. I would never do anything like that, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know what his motive was when he did that, but I hope it wasn't malicious or anything.
Yeah. It was giving a little... I mean, their whole throuple, right?
Yeah, what was it giving? Mm-hmm.
It was giving a little toxic. It was giving a little, I'm testing you to see if you're going to take the bait.
Yeah. And then when they took the bait, I feel like they took the bait backed in the corner. I feel like they only chose me because they were backed in the corner. Ramon even said it. He goes... Well, Jonathan's clearly not an option right now, so I guess we're going to get over our fear of heights and climb the tree. I was like,
wait. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So ridiculous. They had that one ceremony where Jonathan, I mean, they're on different pages on whether they were blindsided or not, but Jonathan's like, I'm swapping out. And from then, from when I talked to Ashmal, he said he was ready to take
me in. Yeah, Ashmal's always been ready. Yeah, I feel like Ashmal has always been ready to, like, take me in. But he had to kind of comply with his partner. You know what I mean? Like, let's all be happy, you know?
Correct. So are you happy that they did wait? They went back to the resort as a couple instead to, like, get themselves together and then take you in? Or there's always the other option of, hey, maybe if I had more time with them from that get-go, that moment, maybe things would have changed.
I'm kind of mixed with that because I feel like Ramon was so in his feelings about it. I feel like it would have been kind of like a trauma bonding type of situation, you know? So I'm happy that they kind of like, you know, let the steam kind of like flow over before they let me set the house. But I feel like my time in the house was probably just as awkward as it would have been if I would have went in on that one night.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
He just couldn't get over it. I was like, Jesus Christ. like I said, I love Ramon and I love Ashmal. I still talk to him today. But, like, you know, in the house, it was some crazy shit going on.
It was intense. were you?
And like Jonathan says, I would have never dealt with anything like that outside of the resort at all.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But
you guys were trapped in a beautiful resort.
Exactly, in Panama.
Thank you for your service.
Exactly.
So, were you their second choice at that mixer? You know what I'm talking about? It was like dinner where they told all the couples to invite their second choices, except Corey and Wilder.
No, that was Jonathan. That was Junior. So I was the third choice.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was third choice. I know. It was made it even more awkward, you know, just for me and Becca being third choices.
Wait, this is like brand new information to me. So, like, since when were they considering Junior?
Girl, I have no idea. You know, I feel like, so what I feel like happened, so during the first mixer, let's rewind a little bit. During the first mixer, I had a conversation with, and maybe this is not true, of the feeling that was behind it, but I had a conversation with Ashmar Rahman, and Rahman comes up to me. He goes, which one of us do you think is hotter?
I was like, yeah, that was messy. That was so messy.
I know, but I don't think they showed that.
They did.
Did they show that? And I said Ashmal.
They didn't show you saying Ashmal. They did not
I
say
said Ashmal. I said Ashmal is totally like my type.
Okay.
And Rahman, after that, Rahman was just like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was taken back by that, and I feel like that's probably one of the reasons why I feel like he wasn't like. Because I chose a side already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't like say both. I said both, but I just was being honest, and I was nervous as shit. So, you know, all these cameras and shit, I was like, I'm just going to be honest and say it.
Yeah, but, I believe he asked that, but he might have asked then to other people because he was talking to, I think, Jess and a guy. Maybe it was Jess and Jonathan. And I think they gave the political answer. They were like, both of you. So
I said Ashmal. I said clearly Ashmal.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's
no,
so
I think they're both hot. Like Rahman.
Yeah, but like just like how Jonathan pulled Rahman to the side and was like, actually, I'm more physically attracted to you. Like he got that. So.
And I feel like Ashmal would brush some shit like that off, but Rahman would be, you know. Oh, shit. He even said we're going to walk into the sunset together. You know, I was like, I love this situation. I love that I was part of this. You know?
Definitely. Definitely. Going into, you guys had that compatibility challenge where Ashwa and Rahman were blindfolded. You were one of, like, their potentials, so you were in it. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how awkward was it that you and Jonathan were right there by the end of that game?
You know what? You know, the singles kind of like, we had like a good amount of time with each other. You know what I mean? It wasn't enough time. But, we'll see each other off and on. Mm-hmm. So, Jonathan and I, our connection was always strong as singles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we always, like, played around with each other. Even when we came back to the hotel rooms, we'll always joke around with each other, work out with each other, and all that stuff. So it was kind of, like, cool seeing, like, my friend over there, too. You know what I mean? So it wasn't that awkward. We weren't really, like, feuding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just it was very cutesy type of vibe. So I wasn't awkward with it at all.
Okay. What were the conversations you were able to have with Jonathan when working out and everything? Because it seemed like it had an effect on him.
Well, we couldn't talk about the show at all. So working out, we had chaperones with us. So, so we have a chaperone. They'd be standing right there. You talk about the show. You can't talk about the show. So we weren't able to really discuss, like, our time in the house or, like, how things were going or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So it was just like a vibe. Jonathan probably
vibe, picked up, you know, working out. How many sets can you do? Have a vibe. You know?
just
he was in the house most of the time too. So like even that time was very scarce.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. Jonathan makes it back to the resort later. You're finally in there as well. And then he flat out told you at breakfast that he was still interested in Ramon and Ashma.
That shocked the shit out of me. I was like, bro, what? I said, what the fuck? This is crazy.
Tell me more, because obviously we only got so much out of that interaction. Like, what was that conversation really like?
It was obvious. So as soon as he got back inside the house, I think he got back in there with
Maxie and Ash.
Yeah. So there was always like a little bit of back and forth. They have like their little conversations here and there, and like Ashmal and Jonathan. Ramon wasn't having Jonathan at the time at all. So Jonathan, I was sitting down at the table, we're eating, and then Jonathan, you know, asked me about my day or whatever, and then I'm like, yeah. So in my mind, I'm thinking that the boys are kind of getting over it. Jonathan's in the house. Ramon's gonna get over it. So I'm just having a regular conversation with Jonathan, and all of a sudden he like comes out and he starts asking questions about them. He's having conversations with Ramon at the time and everything. I'm just like, what is going on? You know? And then he flat out said it. Hey. I still have feelings for them. And I was like, damn, so that changes the whole narrative. Bond would get up because he didn't want to be anywhere near Jonathan.
Yes.
He'd go to the room. And then 5 minutes later, I look to my right and Jonathan's gone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, where the fuck are they doing? Like, what are they doing? This is so awkward. Like, should I go up there? Should I be that guy? I was like, you know what, fuck it. You know, and after that happened, that's when Jonathan told me he still had feelings for them. So I'm guessing that conversation kind of like, you know, showed him that there's probably more to it, you know?
Yeah.
Mad.
I mean, you later got to see what actually happened when they were both away from breakfast.
So in my mind, I thought it was something else. Shit, I was like, they're making out and shit, probably.
Yeah, I think I will give them a little bit of grace of like, yes, there was some toxicity there, but they had like a few limits. But the limits is always like trying to get the other to say that they care more. Like, I felt like that was the game they were playing.
You know, I actually had a conversation with Ashmal. It was like a one-on-one, and I was like, how does it make you feel that Ramon is so into him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, been so fast. I thought, does it make you feel like any type of way about it? You know, like, honestly, if I was Ashmal, I'll feel some kind of way about it. Like, wouldn't you? Like, it's kind of like, dang, you just met him. You know, like, you're like crying and stuff, but like, I think Ramon was just going through a time in his life where he was just vulnerable, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what was going on, but he's definitely different now, but.
Yeah. What was Ashmal's answer when you asked him that?
He said he doesn't really mind. He said they're here for the experience and, you know, like, it's just, it's what it is. And I was just like, oh, shit, well, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm actually flashing to the Ultimatum Queer Love. Did you ever watch that season?
No, I haven't watched the Ultimatum. But I do know one of the... I actually met one of the girls from the show. The tall blonde.
Oh, Lexi?
Yeah, I believe it was her. I actually went to West Hollywood with her.
Nice.
She's so fun. But I haven't started watching the show yet.
Yeah. No, there was, like, a situation kind of like that. It was, like, Mel and her girlfriend on the show. She was like, yeah, my girlfriend can just, like, fall in love with someone in a week. And it happens.
It happened on the show?
Yeah. And then she was just like, I knew this was going to happen because this is how you be, but let's deal with it. And it's like, wow, some people out there are very, very understanding.
I gotta watch it.
I
love messy TV like that.
It's very...
It just so happens I'm a part of it.
I know. And then if there's ever a new one, you can definitely come back because we'll probably be talking about it.
hopefully the tables turn with me next time, shit. And I'm not, like, the third choice.
Absolutely. I can't believe that. I really need to know about where Junior came into play because, like... Okay, my theory brain is maybe Junior was their second just because they were so into Jonathan and they didn't want, like, a threat there. Or maybe what you said of, like, you saying that you were more into Ashmal was like that I'm trying to write you.
But like during the mixes, they don't show it a lot. But Junior did have some really in depth conversations with them. You know, me, I'm not really a talker. Like I don't really like. I think I said it on the show too. I'm not like a conversationalist. You know, like I'm just getting down to the gritty. Like you know, like what do you want? Get straight to the point.
Uh-huh.
But Junior is a chatty Cathy. Junior can talk. Okay, that boy can go, and he's just going in depth conversation with these people. I'm like, damn, I wish I could talk like that. I just not me, you know. But so I'm guessing they probably did connect on a more like mental level than mm-hmm. I did, because like on the show I was so nervous doing the mixers, like I barely talked at all, you know. If they're asking a question, I keep it very simple, very straight to the point, and I never really got in depth about anything. But I'm thinking that's probably why they chose them at their second choice, because they probably felt that I wasn't really putting forth the effort.
Okay.
To like get to know them, maybe. So.
What's your sign?
I'm an Aries.
It's your season. Did you have your birthday yet?
April 1st.
It's my birthday. April 1st. Ooh, that's a good one. Oh my God. That means your whole entire life, it's been on April Fool's Day. Has anyone ever done something like wild to you on April Fool's Day?
All the time. I get so many jokes played on that day. Like people tell me they're gonna do stuff and not do anything. I can have a cousin throw me a surprise birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not surprise, but a birthday party. I would go there and it was like an April Fool's joke.
Nah, we're fighting.
I was like, what the fuck? Not a whole party. Not me getting dressed and shit. And I was like, nah, bro. This is extra. You know, they took me out afterwards, but I was like, bro, this is the big one, bro. This is terrible.
Yeah. That's like something that happens.
I bought an outfit and everything.
Oh no.
Yes.
All right. So, are you surprised at all? We saw the ending of it, and you know, actually, before I get to after the show. Mm-hmm. We saw you get really emotional when they picked Jonathan. Can you just talk a little bit about, like, the disappointment that what you were feeling?
Well, let me just say this, okay? Like, I wasn't crying because they didn't choose me, you know? I'm just a very sensitive person, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, I was more so crying because the producers told me how good of a person I am and how much they're going to miss me. And everyone's like, we're going to miss you so much. If you say that kind of shit to me, I'm going to start crying. You know, like, that's just who I am.
Yeah.
You know, but like, I was never really blindsided by them picking mm-hmm. Jonathan either. You know, so, like, that's not why I was crying. But I was emotional because I was leaving the show and leaving, like, the connections that I made there and stuff like that. But that is it was definitely perceived as something that it wasn't, which
Beauty of reality TV, baby. That's what those producers are here for.
I go inside this like the place where we do the master interviews. And I'm not crying or anything, but I'm already kind of like it's right there. You know, it's like right here. I'm like,
it's probably like a spell.
It's about to come out. It's about to come out. So I told them, I said, don't tell me anything sweet. Don't say like you're gonna miss me or anything like that ever. Okay. Let me do this interview first. I did the interview. It was like a 20-minute interview.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. At the end of the interview, she comes up to me, gives me a hug, and like and all this stuff, and I just start crying. And I sat down, and they got the mm-hmm. shot.
Never should have sat down.
But it is what it is, though. Honestly, I'm not even tripping about it. It was definitely a good experience, and I'm a crier. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a crier. I could watch anything and cry.
All right. So Ashmal, Jonathan, and Ramon's journey continues. They decide to leave the resort as a throuple. Mm-hmm. Yo, I did not like this, but I haven't watched The Housewives in a minute because I forgot Housewives seasons end. And they give you the little update in text.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, hold up. I need more details.
Oh, you didn't know that they broke up?
I didn't know that they broke up. But then they were like, Ashmal left. And I was like, excuse me? Were you surprised at all by this update?
I was actually with them the day they broke up.
What do you mean, Frank?
We were in West Hollywood. Sorry if I'm telling too much information, boys. I'm not going to go into depth about it, but I was actually with Ashmal, Brittany, Sean, Jonathan, and Ramon. We were all in West Hollywood just hanging out, chilling. And they were a throuple at the time. And then I'm not sure what really happened before we went down, but they ended up breaking up that day. And I was shocked in the moment because I definitely was shocked in the moment. I was like, yeah, breaking up, really? Is that serious? But I guess it was serious enough for them to break up. It was definitely a shocker.
Mm-hmm. Dang. Wow, the whole cast together for this moment. You got to see it from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's drama. The drama was happening outside the show, too.
Yeah. Sure. Were they good, though? Like, did you... You said, is this for real? But is that, like, is this for real because I've seen you guys be on the outs before and get back together? Or this is for real because they seemed good the days before?
I honestly thought it wasn't going to last. I was like, they're going to be back together tomorrow. They're just upset. Yeah. Everyone's drunk, you know, whatever. I wasn't expecting, you know, Ramon and Jonathan to start dating. That's crazy in itself. But, I mean, love is love. Fuck you. That night, Oswald wasn't that upset either. He was just like, you know, it just is what it is, you know?
Yeah, but, he seemed like he had closure.
Yeah, closure, and they're really good friends now. You know, I think once you know it's not working out, it's just might as well move on.
Totally.
Don't dwell on it. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So are you like closer to like Ashmal? Are you cool with like everyone equally? Who do you hang out with the most?
I hang out with Jonathan more than anyone.
Oh.
Jonathan, Brittany, and Sean are people I hang out with, but I'm closer to Ashmal than I am Ramon. I don't really talk to Ramon like that. Mm-hmm. Like messages here and there, but I talk to Ashmal not often, but more, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you, Jonathan's been busy.
right?
But have you and Jonathan ever thought of exploring anything, or is it friends vibes?
It's friends vibes. The bromance there is way too strong. You know what I mean? Like,
Got it.
I call us trauma buddies. You know, like, we're trauma buddies.
Is that for everyone in the cast, or there are some people that you would consider leaving that door a little bit open?
I said before Ashmal that I'll kind of, like, explore stuff with Ashmal. I definitely will, but like he lives far. He lives in Chicago, you know.
And we heard about LA versus Chicago.
Right.
The rivalry bridge.
No, I would definitely do it. But, like, I'll have to like move to Chicago.
Because Oshmal's definitely no.
He's not moving to LA.
All right, there you go.
That boy's not moving to no damn LA. Okay? But I'm open to moving to Chicago.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. Okay. This is one question I'm going to have more for, like, the singles. But which party during filming was your favorite? Because you guys got to wear all these beautiful clothes, these beautiful themes. I know it was hot, but which one was the most fun?
The most fun was the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
That was super fun because everyone got to get creative. You know, they gave us a box of shit to, like, can I curse?
Yeah.
Okay, they gave us a box of shit to, like, with, like, vines and all kind of stuff in it. And we each had, like, I think 2 hours to just create our outfits, you know? It it's weird because, like, the underwear I had on, they're kind of like Spanx. You know Spanx?
Yeah.
So I had like some like green Spanx, you know, just sort of like blending with the trees and shit. But I had those on, but the producers told me I couldn't wear them because my dick print was too prominent. You know what I mean? So I had to...
I don't even think they looked at anyone below the torso. That's a wild...
I had to put a leaf, like a big leaf on it. So I had to leaf on, so I had to staple leaves on it. it was too much, but that party was so fun. I had a good time. I think they actually gave us 2 drinks in that party.
Okay.
They only give us 1.
It's always a limit. We got to be safe.
Always 1 drink. I was like, what the fuck happened that all these shows that I've watched before, people are getting fucking wasted. You know? I'm like, what happened? Like, that would have, like, took me out of my shell, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But they gave us 1 drink. I was like, champagne. I was like, okay.
Oh, my goodness. Those are basically all of my questions for you. Is there anything from your journey that we didn't get to see that you want to tell fans out there?
Not really. Shit. Like, I stepped forward. They didn't really show it a lot, but I stepped forward for the boys every single time.
Yes.
And at one point, I told my doctor Barry that I wasn't gonna step forward anymore. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not gonna step forward anymore. And they were like, you know, are you sure? Because you know, persistence is there. So I almost gave up stepping forward for the boys. So. Good thing I kept doing it. But all in all, my experience was great and I had a good time. Yeah.
It's hard putting yourself out there like that over and over again. It was just. Mm-hmm.
And there were speeches involved and everything, girl. They were like, they had like the singles. Like, if you step forward, it was like, step forward and why? You know, so you had to, like, say a whole speech and shit, but they didn't show any speeches.
Oh.
Yeah. There were speeches involved and all that. Mm-hmm. I gave a couple speeches. And, girl, I was sweating bullets giving them their speeches. That's what I was to say. I forgot the guy's name at one point.
Okay. Hopefully the first time around. It wasn't, like, later.
No, it was, like, the first time around. I think I stepped forward twice, and I forgot their names or how to pronounce their names, like, both times. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I kind of got it, and I was like, okay, I can't fuck up anymore.
Yeah.
I'll ask John to say, bro, what were their names again? totally forgot.
That totally happens. Mm-hmm. Is there any, okay, have you explored polyamory anymore since the show? Or are you, like, good on that?
No, polyamory is not for me. No.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it. I just feel like I might give it a try again, but it definitely have to be someone that's kind of like their foundation is strong. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like what I entered was not a good foundation. You know what I mean? And it kind of like steered me away from poly. I was like, that's what I have to deal with. That's too much. You know what I mean? But hopefully if I try it again, you know, it works out because I think it's a great, you know, concept or whatever. Not concept, but I think it's a great way of living. I think it should be like that, but I feel like I've been brainwashed to the whole monogamy shit. You know, just
we all have. Problems.
Yeah, you know.
Totally.
Are you poly?
I'm not.
Would you ever be poly?
Okay, here's my thing. I think being a bisexual woman, when it finally came as, like, an option, I've done a whole, like, open relationship for a short period of time.
Okay.
And that was a little dramatic. That was a little having my own Ramon. So,
I like that shit, too. Mm-mm.
Yeah. So I'm just like, I don't think that's the life for me. So now I'm in a good... monogamous relationship.
Oh, nice. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm super single, so yeah, though.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for the gays or bis when it comes to a lesson that you took from this experience?
Yeah. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable. Put yourself out there because you never know how it's going to turn out. It could turn out for the better. Or like me for the worst, but who cares? You know, just do it. You know,
for the worst.
Girl, my time in that house was crazy.
It was.
It was so awkward. I was sitting at the table and they're like having a full blown argument. I'm like, what about you? What
I
about
feel,
how I feel? You know, like, what
I
about
feel like,
me? Like, me, Effie, I'm Effie, bitch.
Yeah. I feel, though, you got away in pretty unscathed. Like, I don't know. I'm just like, I feel like they did you a favor. I can't say for the worst. You got out, had experience, got to live,
right.
Continue to live your life.
I know. I mean, poor Jonathan, like, I saw an interview, Jonathan was saying, like, the drama continued outside the house. They were, like as a throuple, there was jealousy going on and all kind of stuff. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
A dead dodge a bullet, low-key, huh?
There you go. There you go. And that can be the advice for any of y'all who are watching this. It's like, you could look at your breakup one way, but most likely anything that was supposed to be won't end like that.
Yeah.
So. what are you doing next, Frank?
Next, hopefully I get on Traders. So I've been kind of like reaching out to them. Have you watched Traders?
Of course. Have I watched Traders?
Isn't
Sir, I did a recap of every episode of Traders on the Scary Channel. Yes.
Hopefully I get on that show. I really want to be on Traders and the challenge. So
okay.
I'm reaching out to them. And I know, yeah.
Look, you're tall. You're athletic.
Let's get it.
I'm kind
of smart. I definitely won't do good in like the like mental challenges. I think I do okay, but not like the best. You know what I mean? Like I think I can make my way through it.
Yeah,
and win a big prize for sure.
For sure. where can people follow you?
Yeah, you can follow my Instagram _b.frank, and that's pretty much the only social media account that I have right now. I do have a TikTok, but it's like, it's not it. But yeah, you can follow me on Instagram _b.frank.
Nice, nice. And I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. I am a writer and entertainment reporter for Collider. So if there's anything reality TV, I'm pretty much covering over there. But most importantly, you can follow me on Nikki Bernice across socials. But follow Black by Reality across socials so you don't miss any more interviews. I am actually talking to someone else as well from Couple Thruple. So if you don't want to miss these interviews, please follow and follow our guests. So thank you.
So much.
Bye.